Hello again, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk today. These are your Comic Talk headlines as brought to you by me, Dustin, aka Generally Nerdy, for February 25th, 2020. Let's talk about TV streaming now. TV streaming, we've got a couple of... I'm just going to jump out the gate with the first one because don't really talk about Riverdale or really a lot of the CW shows here on the news show because... like, really, the only news is what's going to happen in the next week's episode. If there's something huge, we've talked before in the past, like on the Flash and Green Arrow and things like that, and when they announced Lex Luthor was going to be in Supergirl, yeah, we've covered that stuff because that's actual news. If there's just an update on, oh, so-and-so's going to be breaking up with so-and-so in the next episode, and that's what all the news outlets are reporting on, that's not what we talk about here on this Nerd News Show. So, this one being a little bit more noteworthy in that it has to do with Skeet Ulrich. Ulrich or Ulrich? Not entirely sure which. Ulrich is how I've always said it, but I've heard it said Ulrich a couple of times. I'm just going to keep with Ulrich. Anyway, Skeet Ulrich is... leaving the show. Noteworthy because it's Skeet Ulrich, not necessarily. There's another character that's going to be leaving, one of the moms of one of the other kids. The only thing I know her from is Riverdale, so it is what it is, but that's kind of... being as Skeet has noteworthiness aside from this show... kind of makes this a little bit more newsworthy. Interesting why he would be leaving. No announcement as to new projects or anything like that. Just said he enjoyed the opportunity to be on the show, and now it feels like he has to move on. So, okay. Next, we're talking about Haunting of Bly Manor. We have an announcement from Mike Flanagan via the Twitters, and it's, we're done with principal photography, according to his Twitter account. That being said... they're treating, much like most modern television or streaming does, they're treating this like a 10-hour movie. So there's potentially going to be some pickup shots that they miss. They're going to have to do some reshoots. And a lot of post-production for, like, special effects and so on and so forth. So we are one step closer to seeing Bly Manor, but we're not there yet. So definitely going to be keeping tabs on it as it gets further along in post-production and we can see, you know, what we get, like, leaks and trailers and so on and so forth. That will all be covered right here on the channel. Next, we're talking, and finally for TV streaming, the Friends reunion show. This apparently has not been 100% locked down until now. Now it is officially being announced by HBO Max and parent companies and so on and so forth, and all of the actors involved have made some sort of reference, well, except for I think Matthew Perry, because I don't think he's really done any interviews recently or for like the last 8 years. So that being said, what we thought was a lock before now officially is a lock. So we have 100% confirmation that the Friends reunion show, and it's not going to be a typical reunion show because it's not going to be a scripted show. It's not like going to be a long lost episode. It's not going to be the episode where everyone comes, or I guess to put it in Friends vernacular, the one where everyone returns. It's not going to be that. It's going to be very likely just like a round table discussion of their memories of doing the show and so on and so forth, which theoretically could spawn into an actual reunion episode. That being said, that's not really on the table as far as things stand right now. We'll see what happens when it airs. I believe I've even heard a couple of sources say they're potentially going to be doing it live. So it's going to be live streaming across the HBO Max app. I doubt that part, but it's out there. So that's all we have for TV streaming, though. We are moving now into movies. Movies is significantly smaller. And we do have a Star Wars thing that's been put into movies, and it's not the one that you're thinking of, necessarily. That one is going in rumors, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. First thing first, we have Little Shop of Horrors update. That's right, the Greg Berlanti version of the Little Shop of Horrors. Now, to clear up some confusion, because I saw more than one news outlet saying that it was a movie and then it was a play. That's wrong. It was a play... a fair deal of time before it was a movie. The movie with Rick Moranis happened, I believe, at least, and I didn't write down the dates, so I'm not speaking 100%, but I'm going off of memory, somewhere in the neighborhood of about a decade or more before it was a movie, because the play's pretty old. So yeah, that's clearing that up. But that's not the news. The news is Chris Evans, that's right, Captain America himself, is being looked at and being officially courted. This is not rumor, this is from the studio. They want Chris Evans to play the dentist. Character's name is Oren Scrivello, who was originally played by Steve Martin in the movie. I don't know who the original stage production person was. So, I mean, that's an interesting choice, but also one of the more memorable songs from the play, so... All right, that's I can get behind Chris Evans being a jerk dentist who, I'm your dentist. So yeah, that's that. I like that. It's fun. It's gonna be a fun movie. Berlanti really hasn't struck out on anything yet, so no reason to believe that one's going to be bad by any stretch. Now we're talking about Star Wars. This is the only other thing we have in movies. This is. Part of this is confirmed, so that's why it's here in news. There is some rumor surrounding Star Wars, and we will get to that in the rumor mill. There is also a new different announcement dealing with Star Wars, but that has to do with books and comics, so that doesn't go in this section either. Those of you watching on Generally Nerdy or listening on the audio feed for Generally Nerdy will get the comic book update. Those of you on the other platforms, you're going to have to jump over to Generally Nerdy to get the comic book update. Anyway, so we have the official announcement that J.D. Dillard, who was the director for Slate and Sweetheart, I haven't seen either movies. Apparently, Slate is a pretty decent sci-fi horror movie. Cool. And then Matt Owens, who was the writer, who was a writer for Luke Cage and Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., have been brought into Lucasfilm to develop a new property. Now, that new property could be a movie, very likely will be a movie down the road somewhere. J.D. Dillard might not be the director, he's just here for the development stage. It could be something else, but it seems like they're trying to work their way back into the movie sphere, so it would make sense that this is one of those things, though that's not 100% confirmed. The only thing that we do know for certain is that Dillard and Owen have been brought in to develop a new property in the Star Wars universe. Now, there is a rumor related to this as well. Yeah, and that's in the rumor mill, so you're just going to have to wait to hear that, because it's at the end of the rumor mill. But that's all we've got for movies. Now we're into rumor mill, and this is the big one. We've got rumors from all over the nerddom, not just TV, movies, and kinda sorta gaming. Actually, I don't think we have any gaming in this one, but we do have some comic books, so let's get into it. All right, first off is She-Hulk. We have more rumors around She-Hulk. This one is about a different person who is rumored to be starring as the main character. Jen Walters might be played by Alison Brie. Now, she was in Mad Men. She was also in Glow. She's been in a few things throughout the years. And she's pocket-sized. So that means if this one is true, that She-Hulk is going to rely heavily on CG when she becomes the Hulk. Whereas if it was a couple of the other I can't think of the names right now, but if it was a couple of the other ones, they were, one of them at least was MMA, and so theoretically she could just put on green paint and, hey, she's the Hulk. Maybe a little bit of CGI to bulk her up a bit. This is going to be like full-on MCU style, like movie universe style CG, which would make sense because they're treating the Disney Plus shows like movies, so they're dumping that kind of money and time into these shows. I honestly, Ronda Rousey, that's the name I was trying to think of. I honestly like Alison Brie for this role better than Ronda Rousey, especially when you consider Ronda Rousey's horrible performance in Mortal Kombat 11. So that's just me, and it's just a rumor, so we gotta move on. This is the first of our comic book related rumors. So with all of the Dan DiDio stuff going on over at DC, him being fired so unceremoniously, so on and so forth, and then AT&T saying, well, we're not sure if we even want to do publishing anymore. We still want these properties because they're great movie fodder, but publishing, there's not a whole lot of money in publishing for us these days. So now the rumor says that they're looking to let the publishing rights go to some degree to the highest bidder, which theoretically would be Marvel. So is Marvel going to be buying out DC when it comes to the publishing of the comic books? If you want to believe the rumors, that's very, 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 very likely. It would just be the publishing, because they would retain all movie licenses and rights and so on and so forth, because that's what they're making. But in large part, the 5G stuff has not sat well with the parent companies, Warner Brother, and then above them, AT&T, because 5G is going to, theoretically, is going to be such a shakeup in the comic book world that it's not going to relate to the movie world anymore, and that doesn't do well for sales, because if you see this version of Batman in the movies, then you want to see this version of Batman in the comic books as well, right? If 5G happens, that's not going to be the case. But who knows? It's just rumors, right? Next, we are talking about another 5G event, and I kind of alluded to it just a moment ago. Apparently, the rumor of a black Batman is perpetuating, and now it's not just any old dude that they're finding off the street, and then it's not a proper reboot, which is a good thing. It is potentially, if the rumors are to be believed, Black Lightning is going to take up the mantle of the Bat for at least a short time, and then, again, according to the rumor, once the Robert Pattinson Batman movie releases in a year and a half, then we will flip back to Bruce Wayne as Batman, because that's who's going to be Batman in the movies. So this one involves a lot of jumping back and forth. I don't know how reliable it is, but honestly, if you'd have asked me 2 weeks ago if DC would ever fire Dan DiDio, I probably would have said, no way, he's the man in charge. Why would they do that? So anything's possible with DC at this point. Next, we are talking about one of my favorite and probably, considering the source, least likely rumors, is that we are going to very potentially, in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, be seeing Omega Red. Not just Omega Red, but specifically Batroc the Leaper as well. So there was a leak reportedly from somebody who has seen the first episode, because apparently they have shown the first episode to test audiences in order to get reactions and so on and so forth. So somebody anonymously came out and it made its way to 4chan, which is like, oh, okay, so it's probably not true, but it's fun to talk about, so we're going to talk about it. Said that Batroc the Leaper and Omega Red factor in, at least in a secondary capacity, in the first episode of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Omega Red is my favorite Wolverine villain, so if this is true, that's kind of awesome. But this is also very interesting to think of, because if they do this, reportedly they're not going to refer to them directly as mutants, which is to say that they're going to subtly introduce mutants into the universe, and then all of the sudden in one of the movies we're going to hear the word. So could be actually a really great way to introduce mutants into the MCU. But it's a rumor, so we're moving on. Next, we are talking about the Silver Surfer movie that we have heard rumors about for months and months at this point. Now it sounds like they are looking at Rami Malek to play the Silver Surfer, which is kind of awesome. I could totally get behind Rami Malek as the Silver Surfer, because he's a great actor, and that's a very difficult character to do well. And so I feel like he would be up to the task. It's also, there's other rumors that kind of weave into this that are alluding to the fact that we might see a Silver Surfer solo movie before we see a Fantastic Four solo movie. The fact that we might even see a Silver Surfer solo movie at all is worth talking about. So that's pretty freaking awesome. But then our final piece of news, or rumors rather, is also a Star Wars rumor. And this Star Wars rumor is linked back to the movies, the movie announcement that we talked about with J.D. Dillard. So Dillard's story, according to this rumor, Dillard and Owen, I guess, the story that they have been brought in to develop has to do with Exegol. Exactly what it has to do, one source said that it's dealing with some just a story that takes place on Exegol, and another one said that it's going to be explaining the existence of Exegol. So there's a lot of iffy stuff out there about this, but it's still a lot of fun to talk about. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the topic. And then subscribe on your favorite podcast platform of choice, because you don't just have to do it through iTunes or any other platform. You can do it through any of them. But if you want to go deeper into these nerdy bits, plus much more nerd news, we're talking about a little bit of music, some video game. We've got quite a lot of video games for this episode. So if you want that news, then you can join me over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, or my website, generallynerdy.net. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.